Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Play the Four Schoolway Woodland Games and Crafts for Adventurous Kids is a practical activity book by Jane Worrell and Peter Houghton that translates the four school approach into an accessible format for families, teachers, and outdoor leaders. Rather than presenting theory alone, it offers nature-based games, crafts, and skill-building tasks designed for children roughly aged 3 to 11. The book reflects a clear educational purpose to encourage outdoor play, hands-on learning, confidence, and a closer relationship with the natural world. Its focus is not on organized sport or classroom-style instruction, but on experiential activities such as shelter building, foraging, making simple tools, and creative woodland crafts. Because the book is built around guided but flexible outdoor experiences, it works both as a seasonal family resource and as a support text for forest school-inspired learning. In that sense, it sits between parenting guide, activity manual, and outdoor education handbook. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, forest school philosophy turned into family-friendly practice. The central value of the book is that it makes forest school ideas usable outside formal specialist settings. Forest school is often associated with structured outdoor education led by trained practitioners, but this book adapts that philosophy for parents, guardians, and teachers who may not have professional training. The result is a manual that explains the spirit of nature-based learning through practical activities rather than abstract discussion. Its underlying logic is that children learn well when they can explore, take manageable risks, and solve problems through direct contact with the environment. This makes the book more than a collection of games, it is a guide to a method of learning. The emphasis on confidence, self-esteem, and social development shows that the book treats outdoor activity as educational in a broad sense, not merely recreational. By turning the forest school ethos into household and school-friendly exercises, it helps bridge the gap between outdoor pedagogy and everyday family life. Secondly, a hands-on catalog of woodland games, crafts, and survival basics, the book is organized around doing, not reading about doing. Its activities include nature jewelry, bows and arrows, simple foraging, shelter building, tarp shelters, and fire-related outdoor skills. This range matters because it gives children several different entry points into nature-based learning, creative making, physical building, observation, and practical survival awareness. The variety also keeps the book usable in different conditions, since not every outing allows for the same type of activity. Some tasks are craft-oriented and quiet, while others are more active and skill-heavy. That balance makes the book suitable for families with mixed ages and different energy levels. The inclusion of shelter building and fire making also distinguishes it from many outdoor activity books that stay at the level of games or crafts only. Here, the activities encourage children to understand materials, weather, safety, and the needs of outdoor living. In that way, the book offers a progression from playful exploration to more grounded practical competence. Thirdly, designed for different ages, group sizes, and levels of adult guidance. One of the book's strengths is its adaptability. The activities are described for children roughly from preschool age to age 11, and the instructions are flexible enough to work for solo play, small family outings, playdates, birthday groups, or school settings. That breadth of application is important because many outdoor activity books are either too advanced for younger children or too simplistic for older ones. By including age guidance and noting variations, the book helps adults choose activities that fit the group they actually have rather than an idealized one. It also appears designed to gradually shift responsibility from adult to child, since some activities can be led closely by adults, while others can be attempted more independently by older children. This is a practical educational design choice. It respects developmental differences without requiring a separate curriculum for every age. The result is a resource that supports mixed-age outdoor learning and can stay useful over multiple years rather than being quickly outgrown. To stick with, fourthly, clear instructions and drawings reduce the barrier to outdoor participation. The book's presentation is an important part of its function. Reviews and publisher descriptions emphasize simple instructions, organized activity summaries, and illustrations that make the projects easier to understand. That matters because outdoor learning can feel intimidating to adults who lack confidence in wood skills, knot tying, or craft preparation. By breaking each activity into manageable steps and pairing those steps with visual support, the book lowers the barrier to entry. It does not assume specialist knowledge, but it also does not oversimplify the activities into vague suggestions. Instead, it gives enough structure for adults to prepare materials and guide children safely while still leaving room for exploration. This balance between direction and freedom is one of the book's most effective features. It keeps the activities accessible without turning them into rigid lessons. For families and educators, that clarity makes the book easier to use in real settings, where time, weather, and attention spans can be unpredictable. Lastly, an antidote to screen-centered childhood and reduced contact with nature. The book is positioned as a response to a broader modern concern: children spending less time outdoors and more time with screens or indoor entertainment. Rather than arguing this point in a theoretical way, it offers a practical alternative built around direct experience. Its activities encourage children to notice materials, weather, texture, movement, and the changing conditions of woodland spaces. That kind of engagement supports sensory awareness and observational attention, which are often weakened by passive digital habits. The book also reflects the wider concern sometimes described as nature deficit, though it addresses that issue through action rather than critique. What makes this approach effective is that it does not frame outdoor play as a punishment or a duty. Instead, it presents the natural world as a setting for imaginative and useful activity. This helps explain why the book appeals to parents and teachers looking for a realistic way to increase outdoor time. It offers not just values, but a repeatable framework for making outdoor play part of ordinary childhood. In conclusion, Play the Forest School Way is best suited to parents, teachers, forest school leaders, homeschoolers, and caregivers who want concrete outdoor activities rather than general advice about nature. Its main advantage is that it turns the forest school philosophy into a usable handbook of games, crafts, and practical woodland tasks. Readers looking for confidence-building outdoor play will find value in its range of activities, especially because the book works across different ages and group sizes. It is also useful for adults who want to guide children without needing specialist training, since the instructions are clear and the format is approachable. Compared with many children's outdoor books, it stands out for combining creativity with practical skills such as shelter building, foraging, and basic fire-related learning. That combination gives it more substance than a simple activity collection and more accessibility than a formal educational manual. For families and educators seeking a durable resource that supports outdoor imagination, hands-on learning, and nature connection, this book offers a distinctive and well-structured model. If you would like to support Jane Worrell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.